Technicians in the state's mosquito laboratory are examining mosquito corpses sent from all over Texas. State Laboratories Director Grace Cuban says technicians use animal tissue susceptible to West Nile virus to test mosquito samples.
And we add in essentially the ground up mosquitoes. We have to grind them up. That releases the virus. And now we have that in a liquid form, and we can use that to infect the cells.
These are cultured cells before they're treated, and these are cells where the West Nile virus has taken hold. Cuban says the tests provide results within 48 hours, so the lab can advise local officials on what action to take. Mosquitoes aren't born with West Nile virus.
Newly hatched mosquitoes don't have the virus. They generally get it from biting birds that are infected.
To ingest the virus, mosquitoes need to find, so to speak, the right bird at the right time, says Texas State veterinarian Tom Sidwa, who notes that some birds survive the virus.
See, birds only stay with remaining in their blood for maybe 1 to 4 days after they get infected. Then they have lifetime immunity. So they have to find that bird that has the virus in their bloodstream.
From this command center, Sidwa manages the state effort to track the West Nile outbreak. He says his team got an early warning months ago from routine testing of donated blood.
This year we got advance notice that there was activity by virtue of that testing and people who are donating blood testing positive for West Nile. That doesn't mean they're sick. Some of them may be, but they have the virus in their system.
Sidwa says most infected people are unaware of it. Symptoms can include fever, headache, and feeling tired. For the small percentage whose brains are affected by the virus, it can be debilitating and even deadly.
The way it manifests, everything from 80% of the people with no symptoms to 20% with a lesser disease, and roughly 1% or 1 in 150 will develop the severe neurologic form of the disease.
As the hot weather subsides in the weeks ahead, Sidwa expects the number of reported West Nile cases to taper off. He says what's learned this year will help in dealing with future outbreaks. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Austin, Texas.